Hey guys, thanks for joining my new podcast on Anchor. Anchor is a great platform to listen to amazing podcasts, have your own guests, and even have your own show. Here are the details. Hey guys, welcome back to Monica the Spirit Queen. How many of you guys have ran across people or into people that you just look at, shake your head and say, how the fuck have they not been hit by a bus by now? I mean, when I say you can't fix stupid, you really cannot fix stupid. This is an honest, true story. About a couple months ago, like two miles down where I live at, we had an incident where there was, not me, but somebody else did, the fucking cops closed down a couple of blocks of perimeter, and we were wondering what the hell is going on. So we went to the nearest store, and we talked to somebody that was, you know, right there where shit happened, and we asked what the hell is going on. So let me rewind real quick before anything. My famous quote for stupid people is, how the fuck do you not get hit by a bus by being so fucking stupid? Don't get me wrong, like, I'm not here to insult anybody, but, you know, brainless ones, come on. Everybody knows who the brainless ones are. I mean, you guys just have this flashing freaking red light or whatever you want to call it, where it attracts other people to look at you, shake their head and be like, oh my God, like, can you just go back to living in a fucking basement? Do not come out and don't associate with the public because you are that fucking brainless. You're that fucking stupid. So I've always said, how the fuck do you not get hit by a bus? And a couple of months ago where that incident happened, I was in the store and I asked one of the workers, I mean, of course, everybody in the neighborhood in this area, or I should say in Vegas, freaking knows me. So this is funny. I mean, sad, true, but funny. The employees told me that somebody literally got hit by a bus. Now, they didn't get hit by a bus in a car. They didn't get hit by a bus on a bicycle. They didn't get hit by a bus on a motorcycle. They got hit by a bus crossing the fucking street. How the hell do you not see the big ass fucking bus coming down the street and you just want to walk off the sidewalk? And you know, the problem is with people these days is they have become so cocky to where they're not using the crosswalk anymore. And they just, you know, assume that people in a vehicle are going to stop for them. I mean, yeah, technically that is the fucking law, but you know what? There's also laws that do protect drivers, because if you're not in a crosswalk, if you want to act like a cocky little shit and just, you know, stop traffic out in the middle of nowhere, put your foot down off the fucking curb and expect people to stop for you, it doesn't work that way. Because guess what? You as a pedestrian, yeah, it says, you know, pedestrians have the right of way, blah, 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 and all this bullshit. But if you're crossing the street without a crosswalk and there's heavy traffic coming your way, especially a fucking bus, how stupid, how dumb do you have to be to get hit by a bus? You know, you really, really cannot fix stupid. Another example, again, with my experience, everybody knows I talk with my experiences and about the stuff that I've seen. And come to find out, restaurants, especially fast food places, you know, it used to be fast food places only, but now it's like almost every fucking restaurant, which is pathetic and sad, that restaurant workers and fast food places have literally gone stupid. For example, it's common sense when you order something online, okay, whether it's through Uber Eats, which I don't recommend anybody to use Uber Eats, and I'm saying that out there plain and simple. Uber Eats fucking sucks. But Uber Eats or any other delivery companies, or even ordering online directly from the restaurant app. I mean, isn't it common sense when you're ordering food for the employees, whatever the fuck you guys want to call it. I call them peasants because they're that stupid and brainless. To put the food and bag it up for you and not put in utensils, not put napkins, which is common sense, right? Common sense equals, you know, somebody having brains that kind of works for a little bit at a time. No common sense. Stupidity at its finest. No utensils, no napkins. And then on top of that, they mess up on your fucking order. How hard is it? Tell me this. I know there's going to be plenty of restaurant workers, fast food restaurant places, or whatever the fuck it is. You know, all you guys are probably going to listen to this podcast. And, you know, maybe this could be a wake-up call for everybody, for you guys to pay attention to the orders, especially if there's a side note on it saying specifically, you know, do not put this in the food. Do not add this in the food, because most likely they could be allergic to certain ingredients in the food, which I think that out of respect, you should follow the directions and the instructions and not put it in the food. And then when you do and the customer calls the restaurant, you guys tend to play fucking stupid. It doesn't work that way in the real world. You're gonna get called out on it. I have so many videos of me calling out on restaurants. I think I'm going to actually put together all the videos and put it on my channel under Monica Spiriquin on YouTube. And I want you guys to check it out. And it's really sad, it's pathetic, of how many brainless fools there are in this world these days. I mean, you know, the scamdemic that's been going on lately, not only did it fuck people up even more than they've already been fucked up, but it's really sad of how many people are falling for the shit. Take your stupid fucking masks off, for God's sakes. Look, read the label on the box of the mask, where it says it does not prevent the ass virus. And you're damn fucking right. I'm calling it the ass virus and the scamdemic. So, you know, it's all about control. And it's really sad, but funny at the same time of how easy is it to control brainless people? I think brainless people should either get caged up or they should fucking live in their mama's basements for the rest of their life, because the real world doesn't have room for stupid people. And even if they do, they're either working minimum wage or they're getting made fun of or getting used or something. But, you know, if you're smart, you will be successful. And I've noticed these people that work in certain locations, in certain restaurants and fast food places. Oh, my goodness. Fucking gracious. McDonald's, Outback Steakhouse, fucking Panda Express. I mean, go back to my channel. Like I said, I got into a huge fight with this brainless bitch from Panda Express, thinking that I was not going to do anything about it after the 30th time of fucking up on my order. Like, enough is enough. And don't rely on corporate to fix the issues, because corporate companies are more corrupted than the employees itself. That's why they hire fresh out of high school, junior high, whatever the fuck it is, 16, 17-year-old little kids that have no experience in the real world, getting thrown into the wolves and expecting them to do the jobs right. I mean, for God's sakes, hire somebody that's more experienced, especially when they're handling food. And you don't want to hire an attorney to investigate that place, because I'm telling you, they will fucking tear that place apart when it comes to court. Because, like, enough is enough, you guys. Seriously. Stupidity in people have increased, and they've been multiplying like fucking cockroaches, like there's no fucking tomorrow, and it's ridiculous. You cannot fix stupid. You sit in front of somebody and argue and argue and argue in front of a brainless person, you might as well be arguing in front of a wall, because the wall will at least rattle or fucking leave you the fuck alone and understand that you're pissed off and not piss you off even more. But then you have these brainless idiots out there that are constantly like playing stupid. Sometimes I wonder if these people are actually playing stupid or not. Sometimes I wonder their mental capacity, like the mental state that these idiots are in. You know, you talk to them, they apologize, and then they go back into fucking doing the same shit over and over again. You keep fucking up the order. How hard is it to read instructions? You know, steak well done. That means no red inside. Okay, the cow should not be mooing when they deliver your fucking food. It's plain as simple as that. How fucking hard is that? I mean, I've always told people, the public, everybody knows, I'd rather deal with spirits and I'd rather deal with animals than human beings sometimes. And stupid people, to me, in my eyes, I'm sorry, but not sorry, they're like peasants. I consider them as peasants, not human beings. If you're going to be that stupid, that brainless, oh, God. It pisses me off. It really does. Like, I had enough. I really had enough with stupid people in this world. You really cannot fix stupid. It's pathetic. It's sad. We all know it. And, you know, especially the fucking left. Oh, my God, the left. I really feel like, let me know if I'm wrong, but I highly doubt I'm wrong. I feel like every fucking stupid person on this planet should be put in a rocket ship and shipped out to another planet. Seriously, like, this is just, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous how they don't get hit by a bus, a plane doesn't fall on their heads. I mean, seriously, you know, go jump off a fucking bridge and do everybody a favor. That's all I gotta say. Like, enough is enough. You're going to be stupid. And then when you get called out on it, you cry about it. You cry. Seriously, you're going to fucking cry? You think people are going to give a shit when stupid people cry about their mistakes when others call them out on it? Fuck you. I'm over it. I'm done. Enough is enough. I can't, you know, they disgust me. I can't deal with stupidity. I've dropped many cases because I did not want to deal with stupid people. I handpick the clients I get, and I choose who's going to be my client that is serious about cases that's going on with them. And then once in a while, I will run into somebody pathetic, somebody that wants free services. Nothing is free in this world. That's another thing. How stupid do you have to be? Nobody gives you anything for free. Nobody. You want a reading? You're going to pay for it. You want spiritual help? You're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for services. You can't pay for services and then go back and say, I want my money back. Or you can't contact somebody like me and say, I don't have the money, but I need your help and I want you to contact me back. Shove the butt up your ass. I'm sorry, but it doesn't work that way in the real world. You can't go grocery shopping, and I know you're hungry, you gotta feed yourself, you gotta feed your family and your kids. You can't go over there and then slip up a note saying, I owe you, take the groceries home, eat the fucking food, and then tell the cashier, I'm going to pay you next week when I have some money. No. That will be shoplifting. Do not fucking do that. And the same thing, it's a fraud. And the same thing with businesses like mine. I'm running a business. I'm not here to fucking make friends with people so they could try to take advantage of my kindness, because that will be a fucking mistake. The biggest mistake. A dire fucking mistake. When you try to confuse my kindness for weakness, it doesn't work that way. I've had people pay for that. So, again, stop being stupid. Stop wanting things to be handed to you for free. You need to work for it. You gotta pay for it. And, when you're crossing the fucking street, look both ways and make sure you don't get hit by a fucking bus. Because those who get hit by a bus, I swear, like they bypass beyond being stupid. And you can't say that I'm wrong. You guys all know how I am. I speak the truth. I am over the stupidity in this fucking world. I am over the dumb bullshit. I am over people playing stupid, playing dumb, playing this. Like, seriously, if you're gonna play stupid and everything else that's gonna irritate the normal people, can you just play dead and leave us alone? Go somewhere else, lock yourself up in a basement, bury yourself somewhere in a fucking cave where you don't have to associate with normal people in the world. Like, enough is enough, seriously, you guys. The stupidity is ridiculous. The amount of stupidity in this world is fucking ridiculous. I'm even having a hard time doing this podcast right now because my mind is so fucking jumbled up with the amount of stupidity in this world. Like, I don't even know what to say anymore. I've had enough. And this dumb fucking blind sheep that are sleeping right now need to wake the fuck up and know and see what's going on in this fucking world. And the protesters and the rioters out there, oh, you're gonna get what you fucking have coming to you. Again, it falls back on being stupid. You jump on a fucking moving car, you're going to protest in the middle of a freeway or in the middle of a highway or a street, and you expect not to get ran over. And when you do get ran over, you cry like a little bitch. You cry like a little bitch. Who's the stupid one now, you fucking idiots? Seriously, grow the fuck up. Act like a fucking adult. Act like a fucking adult. Enough is enough. Where does the line stop? I guess for stupid people, it doesn't. It just keeps going and going and going until something or somebody stops them. And then they cry like little bitches. Cry like little bitches. Well, if you're fucking smart enough not to make that dumb move, then you have nothing to cry about. But if you're going to be brainless and stupid, you're going to be crying for a very long time, most likely for the rest of your life over stupid fucking things that you fucking do that you're not supposed to be doing. Okay? You're not supposed to be doing. Oh, I got caught rioting and beating somebody's ass and trashing a fucking store, and all of a sudden the fucking cops got me. Or the rioters when they get fucking, maced in their face or ran over by a cop car or beaten their asses by a baton from a cop or even get shot by a fucking cop. You know what? If you don't do anything illegal and stupid, then you don't have to worry about that, right? Then you don't have to cry like a little bitch. Like, seriously, stop. This whole racism shit is stupid. Grow the fuck up already. Enough is enough with the amount of stupidity that's going on in this fucking world. I swear to God, I'm about to buy a fucking first, not even a round trip, one way fucking trip to planet Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, you fucking name it, I don't give a shit. And just go over there. Get the fuck off this planet. Because the amount of stupidity in this world, I mean, the devil is even laughing. The devil is laughing at the peasants. Not that he's proud of it. Even the devil knows how stupid people have become, and they just keep multiplying and multiplying and multiplying like cockroaches every fucking day. Enough is enough. This is fucking ridiculous. This is fucking insane, pathetic, and sad. What are you guys teaching your kids for their future? What are you preparing your kids for in the future? To be dumber than you or as stupid as you? And stop listening to the school district. Stop listening to the school. And then stop crying about it. Either do something about it or shut the fuck up. Whether it comes to kids, whether it comes to their school and education, whether it comes to adults, whether it comes to the elderly, whether it comes to whatever the fuck it is, your religious beliefs, I don't give a fuck what it is. Either grow some balls and do something about it like a normal, logical human being, an adult person would do, and handle the matter properly, or shut the fuck up and stop crying about it. Stop being a coward and protect your rights and do the right shit, or shut the fuck up, you know, posting all this shit on social media, Facebook, Instagram, even making stupid fucking videos on YouTube when nobody wants to watch it, because the only reason people watch is for drama and to make fun of you. That's about it. Just to make fun of you. So don't get too happy when you make stupid videos because you're stupid. And I think that people are watching your shit because they like it. No, they're watching it because they're making fun of you. And I have seen a lot of stupid videos out on YouTube where I read the comments and they're making fun of you because you're that stupid. So enough is enough, you guys. Like, seriously, I'm done with this episode. I don't even know why I did it. I'm so frustrated with it. I'm frustrated with the peasants out there. I'm frustrated with the idiots out there. I call stupid people peasants, by the way, in case you guys haven't realized it by now. I mean, normal people, normal human beings, yes, they're called people, they're called human beings. But if you're going to be stupid, dumb, and brainless, you are a fucking peasant. You are a sheep that even the devil is laughing at your stupid ass. You just cannot fix stupid. You can't. They get worse and worse every fucking day. I think they should be shipped off this planet. Anyways, I love you guys. Let me know what you guys think with this episode. Let me know if you could relate to anything I said. I'm sure 99.9% of you guys could relate to at least something when it comes to stupid people. And you guys have all experienced it at least once, if not over 100 times in your life, especially this year. This year is a fucking cursed year, and I've been saying it from day one. But anyways, doesn't matter. Don't be stupid. Think logical. Think with your head, not with your ass. And I'll see you guys next time. Love you guys. Take care.